This is RSB&B Update, episode 146, recorded Thursday, March 27th, 2008, Toopmeckin's Dreams. Hello, everybody. It's time for RSB&B Update, episode 146. It's been a long time doing this show, so I don't know. Brad, how are you today?
I am fine.
That's good. Just a little note, this show is being recorded live in the TeamSpeak, so those of you guys listening on your iPod or any other MP3 device... Yeah, are listening to a post-production version of a live show, so...
So if it's a bit rustier than usual, we haven't...
Yes. So, not much in RuneScape this week. I'm assuming this is their week off, because, you know, because March 31st is on Monday, so
it's
I'm assuming...
probably because Monday was a bank holiday.
It was Easter Monday.
Yeah, bank holiday.
Okay.
Bank holiday Monday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means nobody works, except for a few people, like the police. Because
and
if
the bankers?
Police didn't work. That is very nice to call the police wankers, Shane.
I said bankers. The bankers,
oh,
you
right.
Know?
I don't know. Probably not, lazy bastards.
Anyways, let's start off with the state of play from March 2008. You remember last month we had the state of play once again, so it's sort of like the monthly State of the Union address, so... I don't know, I guess we were
right... The State of the Union address is yearly, isn't
it? I know. But I'm just saying this is Jagex's equivalent to the State of the Union address, except monthly.
It's basically, we ruined your game, here's how we're going to try and appease you by making more crap changes.
Exactly. So first off in that list, Summoning Batch 2, that is coming.
Good.
They say by the end of the month, so that should be very interesting.
So, in Jagex speak, that means sometime in late 2011.
No, it's... Later this month, because a little ticker bar on the state of play has a good 90% shaded in.
So it'll probably take like 3 years for that last 10% to be filled in.
Well, who knows? Maybe depending on their kind of rate of work, I guess that would be called. But they say, an example of what's coming is say, we do not want to ruin the surprise completely, but we can say that they changed the philosophy toward balancing familiars. Instead of having lots of beneficials that add up and create a useful familiar, they've decided to make sure that one familiar will have a standout ability that makes it awesome.
Increase farming XP gained from harvesting trees by 2.
Sure, that would be awesome. That would be very nice.
Awesome like that, like 2 extra XP per tree.
No,
wow.
No, I thought you said times 2.
No, per tree.
Oh. Well, that's not good, man.
Times 2 would be stupidly.
Anyways, it says take the beaver, for example. Currently, it boosts your woodcutting, counts as a knife. Produces
I'm sorry,
logs.
Take the what?
The beaver.
Oh, right, sorry.
For example, when woodcutting counts as a knife, produces logs, and when woodcutting, it also has the multi-chop special move.
Okay.
On their own, these abilities add up, but don't stand out as such. Well, with our change in policy, the beaver will soon be able to make you logs and planks no matter what you're doing at the time, in a similar vein to Ava's accumulator from the Animal Magnetism quest.
Well, that sounds half decent.
Yeah, no, so, I don't know. I'm just waiting, sitting back, and gonna laugh at all these people who trained summoning before it happened, you know? There's going to be
better
ways.
They'll be the ones who'll have access to all the new stuff.
No, I'm just saying that there's going to be a better way to train it than they did.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying here.
What is your summoning?
42.
So you still trained it to a decently high level?
No, I got 31 with some charms, and then the rest has been from Tears of Guthix.
I got around 30 from the charms you get for the quest, and then I said... No, I think it was
16.
16 from the charms you got for the quest, and then I didn't want to gather any more charms myself, so I said, screw this.
Yeah,
and I gave up.
I don't know, hopefully. We'll just have to wait and see. Friends list changes. They never intended them to impact on your enjoyment of RuneScape. In fact, the changes were made so they could easily chat with your FunOrb friends and vice versa. Unfortunately, many of you have pointed out the text is still too difficult to read and for some, and is leading us to make changes on the color scheme. This was only
too difficult
a short
to read.
I know. What? There's nothing
not too
wrong with
to
it.
Read,
however, the FunOrb and RuneScape game engine team are collaborating to make something that will be appreciated by scapers and orbers alike.
Scapers and orbers. Are you a scaper or an orber?
I'd have to say I'm a scaper compared to an orber.
I'd have to say I'm neither.
Why not? Remember when we played chess?
Remember when I kicked your ass at chess, you mean?
Yeah. It's too bad, but I don't know. That's about, 40% done?
Yeah, well, so that'll be, late in the millennium.
What, this one's even, this one's even later in the millennium, then. Item lending, about 20% done.
Oh, we'll never see that, ever.
They want to say something about this, because they're saying it will be session-based for the period you're both logged in, but that makes sense, you know? So, I don't know, I'm probably not going to have a problem with that.
So, they're saying both, and the person who lends the items has to be logged in while the other person uses them.
I think that's the way it comes across. Why?
That's stupid. Because let's say I want to borrow your Guthans to do the fire caves. Is it called the fire caves?
Fight pits, or no.
Fight pit.
No, fight that's cave. The single player one. Fight caves, yes.
Fight caves, whatever. And you don't want to have to stay logged in for how many ever hours it takes me to finish that, do
Sure
you?
I do.
Well, so you can cheer me on outside with your dance emote. No thanks, Shane.
Yeah. No, actually, I'd probably be fighting some things or doing farming runs.
But still, it's stupid. It should be more on a system where the person who is lending the item...
The lendee. Or no, the lender.
The lender, idiot, can specify how long they want the items to remain with the other person for. So they can choose 24 hours, 48 hours, and at the end of that time, the items are automatically returned to the player.
That's a good idea, because what happens if my wireless goes down when you're doing the fight caves and you lose the item?
So instead of just relying on my net connection, I'm relying on two people's net connections. It's stupid.
Yes.
And I don't trust your Canadian ISPs.
It's better than yours.
Shifty bastards. Anyway.
The new PvP minigame is in the last stages of quality assurance.
That means it'll still have about 50 bugs on the day of release.
Let's just hope they're not that... endangering, such as that one, the spontaneous death bug.
Yeah, it causes you to lose all your items, then Jagex refuses to give them back because they're idiots.
They can say it's nothing like Duel Arena or Bounty Hunter, and it calls for strategy requiring more than just combat.
Like Castle Wars, apart from killing stuff, you also have to pick up flags. Wow.
No. It also has both offensive and defensive tactics while offering fantastic rewards you can receive nowhere else.
So what, like the Castle Wars armor? Steel quality, nice red color.
I sure as hell hope not. We plan for this minigame to be available to both members and free-to-play, which means that everyone can expect some enhanced equipment with great set effects. Lovely.
Okay.
So that basically means that set effects are going to be free-to-play. Like, no, make it... Ugh. You know?
The whole of RuneScape should be free-to-play. No. The whole of RuneScape should be members, sorry.
Yes. Well, Mike just joined TeamSpeak. Hi, Mike.
Woo! Hi, Mike.
Clan Wars changes.
Stop the show to say hi to Mike. I like saying that name. Mike.
Maybe you would have been named Mike.
No, I would have been... No. No, so we're going off on a tangent.
Anyways, Clan Wars changes. They'd add a run-in option where players can be permitted to rejoin the battle after they died. First team to achieve a pre-agreed number of kills can be victorious, and choice of arenas, each with different sceneries and obstacles. We've got plenty more Clan Wars features, including some dangerous ones, so keep your eyes peeled for more information. That does sound good. You know, as much as I say, as I hate to say it, I miss the PKers.
Why?
Well, because for two reasons. First off, my potions have tanked. That's one reason. Second reason is PKers could not know where I was when I was off mini-map range, you know?
Hmm.
So, because, like, you know those reverend things? They can see you everywhere. So, it's just annoying.
Those reverends seem a little overpowered.
Yeah, they do. Remember the rant last week or whenever that was?
Going into the agility course and killing stuff.
Random events. Now, this is the one I'm most looking forward to out of this list. Because they say we had some planned work on random events quite some time ago, and we were looking to see whether or not we could remove most of them, because a decent number of them were not particularly good at stopping the modern-day bots.
Wow, they finally realized that, like, 2 years after everybody else did. Idiots!
I know. Since the threat of bots and macros had been largely removed, we feel this is a perfect opportunity to address the problem again. For the moment, we're concentrating on our PvP minigames to compensate for wilderness changes, but the random event proposal has been approved and is in the pipeline.
I think since the threat of bots and macros have been removed, I think they mean since the threat of people who would bot and macro being interested in the game. And by I say people who would bot and macro, I mean 90% of the RuneScape population. Because nobody cares now you've completely taken out trading or anything.
Remember?
Else. The only people who stay playing RuneScape after the trading changes are people who have nothing better to do with their lives. No offense, but it's true.
That's us.
Yeah, that's you. It's not me.
Because we have to do this show, and I played the goals.
Just before the trading changes, I was beginning to play RuneScape like I did
know,
before.
So
like,
was Mushroom Queen,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You guys are
and
just...
then the trading changes were implemented, and suddenly everybody who was coming back, all the old players, suddenly lost interest.
You guys need to
we have
really,
better things to do.
You really need to learn that that's not the whole... That the world doesn't just... That the sky has not fallen because of these trading changes, you know? You guys
still,
need to realize
it drove
that,
a lot of
too.
Players away.
Yeah, but they're going to come back, you know, when that
next promise skill comes out.
I
will never play RuneScape as much as I did.
You would not come back and play RuneScape if shapeshifting came out?
Shapeshifting?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Because if Jagex...
You turn
did,
yourself
it would probably...
into a bird.
If Jagex did it, it would probably
like
be lame, and there's already shapeshifting on World of Warcraft, so no thanks.
You can be like George, you know?
I don't want to be a green budgie, thank you. I'm very happy being a human.
What about a rock?
Oh, no, that is a... Isn't there a ring that can turn you into a rock?
Yeah.
The Onyx Ring.
Oh, that would be an excellent idea. Enchant the rock with some summoning ability or want something? Then that could
enchant the rock so it can be mined.
Yeah.
And that would kill people if they were shapeshifted into a rock and somebody came along and mined them.
Okay. Wow. Moving on.
What were we
Grand Exchange. 80% done.
Wait a minute. I thought they already released the Grand Exchange.
No, these are more changes. The
more
database
changes.
One has been delayed till mid-April. Yes. We apologize for this continued delay, and we intend the database that we are delivers on its aim to give you a strong visual idea of market price trends over a long time. Here, this is exactly what I want. Because, you know, I was talking to Warren last night and said that if this does not deliver, that we're not going to be able to track these, I will go in and write my own little application that will do that.
Good for you, Shane.
But hopefully it says it's going to happen, so I'm hoping it does. Our Grand Exchange price changes are still ongoing. The God Swords and Flat Pack Furnitures are an example of items that have had their values changed to your feedback.
Oh, well, you've already scammed your God Sword, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and it went down. I shouldn't have bought it.
You just said, I said you should have, you've already scammed your God Sword, and you said yes, as if you were admitting to
scamming. No, I said I already bought it. And then Connor in the chat says, Bandos is only 31 mil. Oh, I should sell it and get out now, shouldn't I?
How much did you pay?
35. Will it go up?
It's the Santa hats all over again, Shane. I said you should sell when they were 30 million, but no, you kept on to them and you wanted to be greedy. And you ended up losing lots of money from it. Where if you listened to me, the voice of reason, you would have had more money.
Should I sell it now?
I have no idea. I'm past caring.
I could take... You're my stock advisor. Yes? No?
Yeah, well, how much further is the price likely to drop?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll talk about this later.
On a completely unrelated note, I posted an auction in World of Warcraft just before the show, and it sold in 21 seconds.
Please.
It's not like RuneScape, though. You can't put in buying orders and it fills them. And you can only buy what's on the auction house. It sold in 21 seconds.
Yeah, my boots sell at that amount of time.
You sell your shoes?
Yeah, my dragon boots.
Oh, right. Yeah, but it's different in RuneScape because you can put in an order and then wait till somebody's selling. You can't do that in WoW.
Okay. Yeah, so summoning wallpaper, that's the end of state of play for March. Summoning wallpapers next. I don't know, what do you think of it? What are the... Are those, Connor was saying, spirit kayats or something?
I have no idea.
So, I don't know. But... I don't know. I still wouldn't use the wallpaper, but I do have to say that the wallpaper looks interesting, and hopefully...
I would never use a RuneScape wallpaper.
Hopefully the summoning creatures described here are actually what's happening and kind of decent. But we'll just have to wait and see, I hope, next week. Postbag number 29. Any favorites this month?
I never have favorites from the post.
Oh, why not?
Because it's not interesting, Shane.
I have the first one from Blanca Bunny. Dear bankers all over RuneScape, please excuse me, but don't you have a life? I surveyed you all my life coming in and out of the bank, but for the life of me, I can't understand why you don't have more of a fun life. You don't see bankers anywhere else. You're trying to take over the world like in the penguin situation. Please, Sarah Doman, Zami, and Guthix, have a banker day where the mods go in your place and run around in cool outfits raising hell. Dear account holder number, some long 24 character number, so I don't know, it's just interesting, this one, and I'm just checking, I just got sidetracked because I need to check my prices of my stocks right now. Yeah, my AKA the God Sword. So I'm just checking that right now because I don't believe Connor. Oh my God, 32.
Wow, paranoid. So 30, I'll entertain 32, everybody.
32.8 million max.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da.
No, but I can try.
Okay. And Connor says the wallpapers are ice, earth, moss, and obsidian golems. So that's interesting. Because you know there's obsidian charms?
Yes, I am familiar with them.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Sorry about that. I just had to check my prices. But yeah, if anyone wants to buy a God Sword for maximum price, let me know.
Shane's...
Please...
Nobody buys my... He's begging. Please buy my God Sword. I want my money. Are you having buyer's remorse, Shane?
Yeah.
Sucker.
It just always happens.
If this was World of Warcraft, you could contact a game master and claim you were scammed and try and get them to see if they were...
Oh, I'd be scammed how?
I don't know. You could just try and make up a lie and see if they would refund you and take the item back.
Anyways, back on the post bag, this person... from the bank says, although might not don't notice a difference in faces, we have quite an extensive shift pattern here. For its individual members of staff, a great deal of downtime. Managed to get shift changes down to about a microsecond teleport so they never see a vacant kiosk. Our commitment is entirely to the customers of the bank. I mean, we wouldn't want some leprechauns coming along and challenging our monopoly by starting up a budget garden implement warehouse. Oh, I'd like that. So, that's from Robert Stephen Milbourne. East Falador Branch Manager, Bank of RuneScape.
East Falador Branch Manager. Okay, that was sad.
I liked it.
Oh, good for you, Shane. Good for you.
And at the end of the post bag, there's a neat little dossier on the wise old man from the Temple Knights, so...
Okay, let's move on.
A bit of foreshadowing. Lores in History.
Oh, yeah, I had to read that.
How the hell do you read that? Tumkins Dream?
I had no idea. I wasn't really focusing on the pronunciation of the name, but it basically seemed to be about a guy who went into the desert, got high, and then proclaimed four people to be lesser gods.
Who are these lesser gods?
No idea. They seem to be completely random people. One was like a really big, strong man he found in a rocky ravine and he really liked, which I presume made him homosexual. I can think of no other explanation why he would like so, why he would like this guy so much as to worship him as a god.
You know, that's one thing
out
we don't...
the wrong message, I think.
Yeah. One thing we don't have in RuneScape is ravines.
Well, it's a rocky valley, whatever. Some yeah. sort of language similar to that.
So, was one of the gods Zaros, or... Since that's a
no, they were, no, I don't think they were any... No, I didn't pay that much attention, but one of them wasn't Zaros.
Okay. So, overall, would you recommend reading it for a history lesson?
No, because I think the really crappy thing about RuneScape, I believe I've said this before, is that they're writing all the laws afterwards, so it's not as interesting. If they based updates around lore, and they based the updates around history, then yeah, it would, but they generally tend to pull updates out of Andrew Garrett's ass, so it doesn't make the lore.
But that's
as
the best way to do it, making
no,
things up
not.
As you go
no,
along.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not, Shane. Do
yes,
not argue with me.
It is.
You cannot win. It's not.
Anyways, I think it's time we move on. What happened 4 years ago on this week?
4 years ago, that was 2004.
You would have been 13.
Oh, did you start RSVB update? RSVB?
No, that was actually that summer. But four years ago this week is when RuneScape 2 first came out of beta.
Oh, I don't care.
I just figured we'd post this here because, you know, I found a website with beta screenshots and it's interesting because there is no report abuse button in the beta. The interface looks a lot different than it actually did.
I prefer the old interface.
Yeah, not as childish, you know?
Yeah.
They still had fatigue, which I believe they should have kept.
No, I think that was stupid.
There's a picture here of fishing rods. Someone circled these two, this guy in a skirt and some other guy, and it says fishing rods on this website we have.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting picture, so take a look.
Okay.
Those were the... And you can see that the bank icon was just a simple money sign. Old Varrock. Wow, I remember that. Seems just like yesterday.
Okay.
So take a look at these pictures.
Okay, so we're gonna go through the last week's poll, but we'll do it quickly.
Yeah, because there was no new poll this week, so we're just gonna do a quick recap on the questions from last week and see if the answers have changed it at all. So I'm just logging in right now. Remembers my username. That's nice. Password, which is very long. Oops, incorrect password. Come on. Whew. Yes. Okay. First off, majority for the first question is 50-59. That's what it was last week, right?
Yep. Not that I can remember.
Yeah, 60-69, 18%. 40-49, 16%. So that range, 40-60, or 40-70, I mean. Yes, 92% still have the same gender as their account. Whoa. What was that?
Nothing, nothing. All right, get on.
Is your main account the same gender you are?
Yeah.
92%. Yeah.
How often do you die? Rarely. Yeah, they're all the same. This is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just move on.
They're pretty much the same. And
it was a complete mistake doing this again.
People still think the Lord of the Rings guy, then Bowser, and Cookie Monster, so not much
okay,
new there.
On to the questions.
On to the questions. We got an audio question from Schwa9. Oh, and for those people in the TeamSpeak wondering, the website URL will be posted in the show notes when this is published. First audio question is from Schwa9. There's only one audio question, though.
Hi there, Shane and Brad. Here's my question for you. Has there ever been a time in your life that if you had a time machine, you could go back and change? If so, what would it be and why?
I have a time machine on my Mac.
Oh, for God's sake, he does not mean the same thing. Coincidentally, I would go back in time and I would not buy the Mac I bought.
Oh, my.
Shane laughs because he thinks I'm joking. It's sweet, isn't it?
What would you buy instead?
I don't know. Something useful?
A new shirt?
Something useful?
Oh, my. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I honestly don't know what, I don't know. It's a difficult question. There's a lot of things I would like.
I'd only change school-related things, you know?
So what, like test results you
Yeah,
got?
Like take my assignments back so I could get like 100% on all my assignments.
I think they mean, I don't know, there's plenty of stuff I'd like to go back and change, but I'm not sure if part of me thinks if I changed something in the past...
It might change the future.
Exactly, and the future might be different than it
is. Yeah, you don't want to cause some sort of temporal paradox.
Yeah.
But as we all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
I have no regrets.
Apparently PFK99's left that is going to be leaving the chat because they're talking about people in class that are shocking people until they cry.
Interesting. I'll have to sign you up to the school he goes to. Why do you keep laughing? I'm not joking.
No. Okay. Thank you, Schwa. Schwa.
Good question.
Next
Sorry,
one, please.
Have boring ass answers, especially Shane. Next question. Is there a program or a way to convert an MPG video file to an M4V file? Thanks, Q. 2222222222.
Okay.
Roll, Shane.
You don't know this?
No.
Basically, what you want to do is you want to, I'm assuming you want to convert it to M4V so you can use it on your iPod, iPhone, iTouch. In order to do that, what you want to do is you want to open the movie file in iTunes. So find your file, open it up in iTunes. Oops, not Grapher. I don't know how that'll open it up. But basically, you want to open it up in iTunes. It'll bring it into your library. It'll bring it... That's that... remember that?
That's Shane's gay porn.
No. I'm trying to figure out how to work this. I did it before. You bring it into your iTunes library under Movies. Then you go Convert Selection for iPod / iPhone or Convert Selection for Apple TV. Then that'll do it as you want it to. Now, this video was that Merry Christmas thing. Remember that with the IMAX?
Oh, Christ.
I like that. It made me laugh.
Enough, Shane, enough.
Okay, that's enough of that.
And a happy new year, anyway.
I could have constructed this Star Trek trailer.
No, Shane, let's just continue on.
Yeah, so that's what you want to do. Import it into your iTunes library, right-click on it, and go convert for Apple TV or iPhone or whatever you want it to do. Ha, where's the fast-forward button? That's nice, Warren. Okay, on a recent Security Now episode, the host talked about the safety of people running old operating systems, and they argued that using a system out of date, such as Windows 98 or soon to be 2000, could be more secure than a modern operating system with the latest security patches. Now, the reason they say unsupported systems are more secure is that nobody writes programs to harm older computers. If you're going to hack someone, it makes more sense to write a program to get information who can afford a newer operating system and at the same time be able to impact the largest number of people. This makes writing the program to impact the most widely used OS the wisest course of action. Which do you believe would be more secure from PFK99s? So? What do you think,
opinion.
Brad?
No opinion.
I don't know. It's, you know... There is, I'm always one that believes that you really should embrace the security updates that Microsoft or Apple give you, because they're designed to protect the computer. But as it's said here, that an older system will come under attack less likely, so there's of course less of a chance that you'll be targeted, so it's like a 50-50 option, you know? It's like you just gotta weigh, do you need the new operating system? Yes, no, maybe so, no. If you don't, you could use the old one and be safe, maybe. But then you're kind of left on your own to protect yourself in whatever way you see fit on the old operating system, you know? Like, this is the same benefit for Mac and Linux as to why they're claimed to be so secure. It's because their market share is so low that nobody really convinces them a considers them a convincing target to attack. So, I don't know. It's really up to you which one you think. But personally, I'm more inclined to go with a secure new operating system than an old one. So, that's what I gotta say. I don't think Brad has to say anything. He's probably fallen asleep by now.
Yes, I have.
Thank you, PFK99s. Next one.
Do you think the Nokia N96 will beat the iPhone? That question is from Marking 22.
No. You know...
There we go, that was simple, wasn't it?
Yeah. Reason I say that is Nokia has a few good phones like the N95 and whatnot, you know? But nobody... Like, you know, it's just an Apple thing. People are going to buy the iPhone because it's Apple. Just like, why do you buy an iPod instead of some no-name brand other MP3 player, you know? It's because it's what everyone knows. Even if it has more... specific targeted features, and it might be better, people will generally still buy the iPhone. So, I really don't think that in this range that the iPhone would be beaten by something like this. But, and Brad, do you say no as well?
No.
Okay, good.
Because there are many more Apple fanboys than there are Nokia fanboys. So.
Yes. That was from Marking 22. What programs do you use to record and edit the show?
Skype.
Yeah, Skype for our little conversation in between each other right now. And we're using TeamSpeak to stream it out to the RSB&B people live. Basically, in order to accomplish that, what happens is my Skype recording, or my microphone feeds into an input. This input gets sent to Skype. And then that Skype output gets sent to Brad and anywhere else I need to send it, such as a hard drive file. Like, I don't know, it's a program called Audio Hijack Pro. I've been meaning to make a picture of the recording, like, devices, because right now there's, let's see, one, two, three. I don't know, there's at least five recording devices at play here, so... using a program called Audio Hijack Pro. Basically, my microphone goes into an input called Skype In. Okay? And then Skype In... No, wait. Let me get this straight for a sec. My microphone goes into an input called Soundflower 16, which goes into Skype In. Then my system sounds, like when the Mac makes a nice little sound, goes into an input called Soundflower 2, which is sent to Soundflower 16, which, as we said before, Soundflower 16 is sent to Skype In, and Skype In is sent to Skype. And then that's all sent to Brad. Then Brad's side of the conversation is sent to a device called Skype Out, which goes to my headset and the hard drive. And then also, I'm sending my system sounds to Skype Out. So... It's a bit of a complicated setup, but it's using Audio Hijack Pro. Then it's edited using Adobe Audition on the Windows side. Sorry for going kind of long-winded there, but I just had to kind of. I just felt like doing that.
I want to kill myself. That's how long-winded that was.
Okay. Okay. Now,
have any of you heard
that question was from Fish Hunter?
Have any of you heard the song before? If yes, do you know the words? If no, do you think you could learn it? If you need the words, they're here. All right.
Oh, yeah, this is the song. We'll play a bit of it.
A-J-T-H.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen.
Brad, do you know how to sing this?
Neodymium, neptunium,
no.
Germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium.
Stop it now.
And iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium.
Yeah, that's it. Thallium. You don't want to get thallium poisoning. That would be bad. But yeah, I heard that song probably in 2001-ish or something. I don't know. Did you ever
I've
hear
never
it before?
Heard it, and that guy has an infernally annoying voice. I want to kill him.
They use it in chemistry classes to learn the elements. You never picked that up?
No.
Okay.
Never.
That was from KJTH. Thank you. What do you think about the song Technologic by Daft Punk? Do you think it actually defines technology? You know, I've only
never
heard
it.
Really? Maybe we should. Maybe it's time to search YouTube.
Yeah, play it. Play
it. Okay. But we might get sued. I guess not if it's on YouTube.
They're not going to sue us. They're French. French pussies.
They're what? How do you know they're French?
I know Daft Punk is a French group.
Okay. Now.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, write it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format.
It's just that over and over again, something there. I looked at the lyrics. We heard basically. It's weird.
Is that real people singing that, or is that what their voices sound like? Or did they put it through a synthesizer? No, I'm just saying, is that what their voices sound like in real life?
No idea.
But, interesting, and I wouldn't go so far as saying it defines technology. From Yazaki 90.
No. And it's just annoying.
Wow. More tech questions.
What are your scores on my JavaScript speed test?
Okay, I got a funny story for you about this. First off, normally I only use speed tests based on browsers that actually are endorsed by organizations such as the W3C, because that's just a name that's unbiased, you know? You know what I mean, right?
So you refuse to do his test?
No, I did his test, but I just got a funny story that Safari actually downloads the tar.gz file. So who made this test? Ben, you shouldn't really be forcing gzipped functions on people if their browser can't support it. Because I know it does work in Firefox, but yeah, you should really check to see if they're supporting gzip first. But I did the test. I'm really not going to have to say, I don't have much to say about it because, you know, I don't want to endorse other tests that aren't official by organizations such as the W3C. And, you know, you never know with these kind of tests. People could have optimized them for a certain browser, you know?
1 million empty hoops in 0.1453 seconds, average of 10 times. 1 million random number generations in 5.1 seconds. Average of 5 times, 100,000 evacals in 7.12860 recurring seconds, average of 5 times, a total of 65 seconds spent on tests with 3 seconds of waiting total.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea whether that's good or bad.
It said 40 seconds spent on tests with 3 seconds of waiting total.
Yeah, well, it could be because I have about a million other windows open.
Yeah, that could be why.
I can't be bothered to give this test a fair crack of the whip.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to do that either, but I'll test it on the Windows Safari.
No, I can't get to the wiki because your stupid test is my browser.
Yeah, you don't want to screw that up.
Right, anyway. I've got it. I sorted it.
Yeah, funny that it does that. But anyways, no, I really don't want to endorse that. And
next question. Have you ever been slightly, if not majorly, addicted to anything? I can't seem to stop drinking Pepsi or Coke. Question is from Alex. I've been addicted to lots of things. Not like seriously addicted. Like,
smoking.
You know, I've never smoked in my entire life. So Shane's just admitted he's been addicted to smoking?
No.
No, I've been addicted to lots of things. But not like seriously
addicted. World of Warcraft?
Like, yeah, when I first started playing.
Oh my god. Like where you're so ingrown that you can't leave the computer to go.
No, no. I lack the attention span to get like really hardcore addicted to anything.
Well, that's good. I really
most things. Some things don't really require an attention span to be addicted.
When it comes to computer games and whatnot, I don't know. Like I can't play a single computer game, like a shooter game, for more than 3 hours at a time. That's just out of the question.
Oh yeah, 3 hours. I can't play World of Warcraft for more than an hour now without getting bored.
Yeah, World of Warcraft was sensory overload for me.
Yeah, because you can't concentrate on so many things at once because you're thick.
Oh please. No, I don't think I've really been addicted to anything, you know. So
I've never been like seriously addicted to anything.
Yeah,
I mean even like stuff like food or drink or I don't know, just never have.
Addicted to wine.
No. Oh, God.
Thank you, Alex. Next one from Anubis, who is working on some stat signatures. What do you think of the death penalty? Should the sentence be given to British murderers and no other major criminals?
And other major criminals.
Yeah, yeah. If you were a judge in a courtroom, and would you give a pedophile who killed and raped two young girls? What would you give them? So
first.
What do you think
you
of this?
The first.
I honestly think that it's something that has to be considered for the first-degree murders and whatnot, or multiple offenders of certain things, you know? Because, really, they're not learning they're not learning anything, you know? So, and in the end, they're just taking up space and taxpayers' money is in the prison.
Now, see, I'm against the death penalty, but not for the reasons anybody will be thinking. I don't think the death penalty is right, because I think if you're like, 20, 30 years old, young man, you know, goes out and kills a bunch of people, I think killing him is almost, it's kind, right? I think it's kind, because you're ending that guy's life. I would much rather these people who commit multiple murders or first-degree murders or rape young children or murder young children or whatever, they'd be put in, you know, intensive labor camps for the rest of their lives. And for the rest of their lives, they're forced to do unpaid labor that benefits the state.
You know, that's a good idea, actually.
That's how it should work.
That is a good idea.
No death penalty, off to the intensive labor camp for the rest of your life with absolutely no hope of getting out.
You know, that's almost the same stance I've taken with homeless people who really don't want to get a job.
It's really hard to turn up for a job being clean and ready to work when you sleep on the streets at night, Shane, you douche.
I'm just saying that if they're not putting energy into finding a job, there should be jobs given to them. Like, there's plenty of jobs that are needed to be done here, like construction workers, you know? So that's just what I'm saying. Made me think of that. Okay, number two, what would you sentence a pedophile who had killed and raped two young girls? Life in prison. You? Brad?
Sorry, I muted myself. I said off to the intensive labor camps.
What would you sentence them? I'd sentence them life in prison for that.
Life in my intensive labor camps.
Okay. And what happens if they're not worthy and working in the intensive labor camp? Do you go to the extent that certain dictators in the 1930s and 1940s
did? No, solitary. If they refuse to work, solitary confinement.
Okay. Thank you, Anubis. Next question, please.
Next question. Have either of you ever played in a RuneScape private server? If so, did you like it? Brad, if you don't want to play on our server, there are ones for Warcraft, which I go on. All right. So have you ever been on an Irish private server?
I do have to admit that I did once test it out to see if it was a feasible thing and if this was actually happening, but I did not go on anyone's real server. I went on my own LAN server.
I've been on servers, but yeah, I've been on my own.
I've
been on other people. Yeah, but I think it's not fun, and I've been on World of Warcraft private servers as well.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point if you can get
they
anything
aren't
handed
fun.
To you?
I mean, it's fun for like 5 minutes, because you can get, you know, all the items you were never able to get in the actual game, and you can get more just by typing in a little code, and or you can be invincible, or you can one-hit kill anything. But that gets boring after 5 minutes. I think the whole thing about MMORPGs is the achievement you get as well. Thinking, yes, I earned that.
Exactly.
Yes, I
earned 99 farming.
Yeah, you didn't just type 99 farming enter in the keyboard, did you?
Exactly.
See, that's the difference. That's why they're not fun, I think.
Yeah, we don't advocate them, but yeah, so that's that. That's from Macro 995. Last question, Shane. Why do you hate Vista? Vista Business, and it runs perfectly fine. Keep up the good work. Earth 271072. I don't hate Vista. I don't hate it.
Shane hates a lot of things.
No, I don't hate Vista. It's just that
angry.
It's just right now that XP is working fine for me, and you know I am considering maybe getting a home premium install, because I do need to buy a new DVD burner, because mine is awfully slow. And so I'm considering, because, you know, they say it's with hardware only, so that means you can go into the store and buy a mouse and get Vista. But I don't know. I'm thinking I might, because Service Pack 1 is out now, so, you know, you got to move forward sometime, you know? So I'm thinking maybe I will, maybe not. So, maybe. So. Anyway, so, I don't hate Vista. It's just, it's the next logical step, and I'm not ready for it yet. But I might be, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens in the coming weeks. And Brad said BRB in my MSN, so we'll just start tech news on our own here with the live audience listening in. First story. Evidence mounting. Windows 7 going modular, subscription-based. When Windows 7 launches sometime after the start of 2010, the desktop will be Microsoft's most modular yet. A singular, yet very highly modular OS that could give Microsoft the best of all worlds. OSs that are highly customized for deployment but developed monolithically. Basically, this is the way things are going already with Vista. If you realize it, that there's the home, the basic home edition that you'll give your grandma. Then there's the home edition that
you and
me will use.
And you give your grandmother Vista?
That was a bad choice of words. I give her a Mac.
You're still talking about that Vista thing?
Yeah. Yeah, we just started.
Let's start tech news.
This is tech news.
Oh, right.
It's about
good.
Windows 7 going modular.
Good.
Yes. So, I don't know. It's already happening with Vista, as I was saying. The three versions of the home version are primary evidence of this. Then there's the versions of business, and then the all-in-one version. So, in effect, it's already happening. And, you know, modular is a word programmers like to use, and software engineers, meaning that you can take one piece, plug it in the right receptacle, and you'll never notice the difference. So you can plug one kind of thing into one dongle into this and another one here, and you'll have a nice little operating system. But let's say you don't need the media dongle, you can unplug that and plug in your, say, programming dongle, and then there you go, a whole different Vista. So I think that's what they're trying to get a hold of here. It's like modularness is something that software engineers like to use. So, anyways, that's that. I don't know. Could be bad. Could be good. We'll just have to wait and see on the pricing of Windows 7. Anyone have any bets as to what they'll call this?
No.
Besides Windows 7? Well, I guess it could make sense, because there's Windows 98, Windows 95, Windows 2000. So,
how does that make sense?
I don't know. It just makes sense that they were using the year. So why not go back to Windows 7?
Okay.
Next piece of tech news, Apple pushing Safari downloads on Windows users. Okay, Brad, first off, do you have the Apple Software Update utility on your computer?
Yes.
Can you check it, see if it wants you to download Safari?
It did. It asked me to download Safari the other day, and I told it could go F itself.
What option was that? I missed that one.
It's the one next to quit.
Okay.
I coded it in myself.
So they are trying to get people to use Safari. You know, on the Mac, Safari is a decent browser. I will say that. I've even tried to use it for a bit, but there's just little things about Firefox that keep drawing me back. Now, Apple wanting to do this, is this bad? Is this good?
Bad. Apple need to back off. They already tricked me into buying their rubbish computers.
What would happen if Microsoft did this with Internet Explorer on the Mac?
They wouldn't, because...
No, but if they would, if they did, what would happen? There'd be antitrust cases, right?
Some bad shit would go down.
I know, exactly. So, I don't know, it just kind of wonders to me, why is Apple allowed to do this and stuff? So, I don't know. It's up to you. Try it. It's a decent browser, but... something that we figured we'd talk about on here, because, you know...
Because we like to talk about boring, pointless shit on the show.
As Microsoft can't do that, but Apple can for some reason. I don't know, so... And in the article, they say, Safari is fairly new to Windows and has yet really to show what it can muster the security to withstand associated attacks. Mac OS is a quaint neighborhood where little Safari is safe, but by comparison, Windows is a gang-ridden ghetto. Life is survival, and it's tough going. Which is true, you know? So.
Cool.
Anyways. Yeah. Last piece of tech news, Sony retracts bloatware removal fee. Computer companies like HP, Sony, Toshiba, they all give you these kind of like Norton 360 software trials and everything, you know? Initially, Sony was going to offer you a fee of $49, and you'd pay this on their VAIO TZ2000 and TZ2500 line of notebook to pay the removal fee and remove the software. But because of people who've already upgraded to Vista Business and whatnot, they said they've already paid a $100 fee for that, so they've just continued to have this removal policy, but you don't need to pay for it anymore. So, I don't know. Might be good to buy a Sony laptop now without the bloatware, so.
It's never good to buy anything Sony.
Why?
Because it's not.
Our TV is Sony and it's been fine.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot. Why does everyone keep laughing?
I don't know.
I swear to God I could go around insulting everyone and they just laugh. People are...
But, I don't know. Dell is doing the same thing, so it's good companies are doing that. I just figured we'd point this out because it's something important that everybody should know. Anyways, on to rants now. First one's for Brad.
Okay, first rant. Okay, as most of you know, there's an NPC in Varric who sells newspapers. I'm not sure newspapers change when new news comes out, right? Well, RuneScape newspapers have stayed the same for over 4 months. Every week I buy a newspaper to see if it's changed, but no, it's not. I think newspapers should change every week with new news. On the back page, you can see the results of the new poll. This would make the newspaper more popular and a bit more fun to read. Does anyone agree? This is my first proper rant. Please feel bummed. I don't have support to lift. The title to this was something like Jagex coming out of 50 gold pieces or something like that.
So
what are your thoughts?
I don't know. It's a RuneScape newspaper. Some might argue that our newspaper doesn't publish that often, but we're a restricted shop, you know? I don't know. I just think that the Varrock Herald is a joke. We just had a little problem there with Brad, so... Oh my, we have two more rants to read, so... I really don't feel like I need to finish reading the second one, so I'm just going to read this other third one that we had. If you guys want, I'll post the rant in the notes later on. So, would you guys like me to post the rant in the notes? The second one that's not going to be read? Yes? No? Yes? Okay. No, you didn't. You hit the zero. Let me explain the solution first. Basically, I think your number of hits blood spats should be different colored for you, and or maybe the number inside of it. Rant. Quite frankly, I'm sick of going to multiplayer combat play, such as the fight pits, Castle Wars, Clan Wars, Pest Control, multi-combat NPCs, etc., and not knowing how much damage I did. Did I hit the 0, the 8, or the 29? I admit, it's not a huge issue, but Jagex have sorted many small things out that people don't care about, but they would be mad. This is one of those things. Because, you know, this rant I do have to agree with, because if you think about it, we were at the God Wars event last weekend, and there is a few hits. I didn't know which ones were mine, so why not show your own hits in green or something? I think the people in TeamSpeak can agree with me that it would be good to have, and this is actually a good rant that should go into suggestions, so let's just hope it happens. Oh, and someone says Warren. Or no, is that Warren? Yeah, okay, but I don't know. That was fun. That was a fun rant, and it was a good rant. On to other things. Informer is hiring. We're looking for a few writers. For instance, the main one would be a RuneScape P2P writer. Basically, you'd be writing about updates and whatnot. We're also looking for a tech writer and a gaming writer. So if you have, for instance, an Xbox 360 and or PS3, or you're interested in PC games, you can read the application topic and maybe apply. And the tech writer has to be interested in technology and like playing with little pieces of software and whatnot. So I don't know. If you're interested in applying, read the topic and then send your application to shane@rsbnb.com. But please do read the topic beforehand. I'll probably end up also hiring for a new RSBNB Update co-host next week based on what happened there with Brad and what happened afterwards. So we'll have more about that on next week's show. New SIG designs. If you take a look at the RSBNB SIG page, there's a grand total of about 29 new stat signature designs. The first one was from Gonsha, which is a very, very unique, circular, roundish design that I quite like. It was one in SIG of the Week 143, I believe. Yeah, something like that. It's a nice signature, so if you're interested in a little bit of green and a roundish SIG, go check it out. RSBNB.com, mouse over signatures, and select stat signatures. Then the Chief Snake design SIGs are RuneScape character signatures with one for pretty much every skill. Farming, fishing, herb lore, pretty much the entire works. So go take a look and enjoy. New skill of the month has been chosen. Slayer. Fred ended up picking something that hasn't been picked in a long time. So if you're listening to this and you want to sign up, go to rsbnb.com/skotm and you'll be able to sign up with your valid form account. And competition starts on April 1st. I don't know, it should be interesting to see Slayer because, you know, Slayer isn't a skill that you can just sit and train like Hunter or Woodcutting or something along the lines of that. You actually have to get good tasks and be doing it. And if we're looking at the new Hunter skill of the month here, we can see that X-Blades has taken the lead by about 2 million XP ahead of Connor. Connor, what happened? Kelsey is in third, and James is in fourth. So that looks like we might have a clear winner there, but there's still time for someone to pull ahead. Well, one of the top four to pull ahead. So what have I been doing? I have been coding for a memory reader application that basically does analysis on memory. Also been working on coding is fun. Basically what you do is you give it a chunk of virtual memory and a window size and a page size, and it has to display a whole bunch of stats about that memory area. I've also been working on drawing pictures, as Brad said, of 3D shapes, and aside from that, a bit of RuneScape, Dragon Boots, Dragon Boot Runs at the Spiritual Mages, which you can find on runewire.com/Shane. I don't know. RuneScape is fun, so you can check out my profile there and see what I've been up to. Lots of little interesting things going on. But I don't know. I think that's pretty much all for this week. Brad's not here, so he doesn't have anything to add, so we'll probably end up working out a new co-host situation or find somebody to fill in next week. So I think that's all for RSVNB Update 146. So RSVNB Update 146 is done. See you, everyone.